Savatri, Book 3, The Book of the Divine Mother, Canto 4, The Vision and the Boon, pages 334 through 336. Then suddenly there arose a sacred stir. Amid the lifeless silence of the void, in a solitude and an immensity, a sound came quivering like a loved footfall, heard in the listening spaces of the soul. A touch perturbed his fibers with delight. An influence had approached the mortal range. A boundless heart was near his longing heart. A mystic form enveloped his earthly shape. All at her contact broke from silence seal. Spirit and body thrilled, identified, linked in the grasp of an unspoken joy. Mind, members, life were merged in ecstasy. Intoxicated as with nectarous rain, his nature's passioning stretches flowed to her, flashing with lightnings, mad with luminous wine. All was a limitless sea that heaved to the moon. A divinizing stream possessed his veins. His body's cells awoke to spirit sense. Each nerve became a burning thread of joy. Tissue and flesh partook beatitude. A light, the dun, unplumbed subconscious caves thrilled with the prescience of her longed-for tread and filled with flickering crests and praying tongues. Even lost in slumber, mute, inanimate, his very body answered to her power. The one he worshipped was within him now. Flame pure, ethereal tressed, a mighty face appeared and lips moved by immortal words. Lids, wisdom's leaves, drooped over rapture's orbs. A marble monument of ponderings shone a forehead, sight's crypt, and large, like ocean's gaze toward heaven, two tranquil eyes of boundless thought looked into man's and saw the god to come. A shape was seen on threshold mind. A voice absolute and wise in the heart's chamber spoke. O son of strength who climbest creation's peaks, no soul is thy companion in the light. Alone thou standest at eternal's door. What thou hast won is thine, but ask no more. O spirit aspiring in an ignorant frame, O voice arisen from the inconscient world, how shalt thou speak for men whose hearts are dumb, make purblind earth the soul's seer vision's home, or lighten the burden of the senseless globe? I am the mystery beyond reach of mind. I am the goal of the travail of the suns. My fire and sweetness are the cause of life. But too immense my danger and my joy. Awake not the immeasurable descent. Speak not my secret name to hostile time. Man is too weak to bear the infinite's weight. Truth born too soon might break the imperfect earth. Leave the all-seeing power to hew its way. In thy single vast achievement, reign apart, helping the world with thy great lonely days. I ask thee not to merge thy heart of flame in the immobile's wide, uncaring bliss. Turn from the fruitless motion of the years, deserting the fierce labor of the worlds. Aloof from beings, lost in the alone, how shall thy mighty spirit brook repose while death is still unconquered on the earth, and time a field of suffering and pain? Thy soul was born to share the latent force. Obey thy nature and fulfill thy fate. Accept the difficulty and godlike toil, for the slow-paced, omniscient purpose live.